Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Science of Social Media, the podcast where we dive into all things social media and help you level up your social media strategy. I am your host, Phil Agnew, a product marketer here at Buffer, and today we are talking about a major new addition to the Buffer platform and a new addition to the world of social media management. It is the Buffer AI Assistant. Now, this isn't just any old feature. It's something that I'm really excited about, something we're really excited about, and we think it's something that's going to change the way you approach your social media management. The AI Assistant can help you publish and schedule posts faster by suggesting post ideas or even writing posts and captions for you. It's like having a virtual marketing assistant at your fingertips. And it's not just fast, it's also smart. It can optimize, shorten, or even translate your post to make sure that you're always putting your best foot forward on social media. But here's the thing, if you are new to using AI in social media, which I'm sure many of you listening are, you might be feeling a little overwhelmed by all the options. That's why later on in today's show, I'll walk you through a beginner's guide for using AI with Buffer. I'll talk through the steps you need to take to make the most out of the AI assistant and help you avoid all the common pitfalls. All of that coming up. But first, let's answer the question, why AI, why artificial intelligence, and why now for Buffer? Why are we building this now? So, unless you've been living under a rock, you've probably been aware of the huge waves of AI technology that is now readily available. Tools like ChatGPT, DALL-E, and Google Bard's AI are sweeping the market and dramatically changing the way a lot of people work. At Buffer, we like to stay aware of these trends, but we don't always dive headfirst into them just for the sake of it. Yet, we are one of the first social media marketing tools to launch AI within our product. So, why are we diving headfirst into this trend? Well, since launching Buffer back in 2010, we've been focused on helping people grow their following online, building an audience, and also creating click-worthy content. We want all Buffer users to see significant growth in their audience and genuine boosts in engagement, but without having to spend a load of money on ads or hoovering up heaps of your time. And AI, well, that represents a real way to help Buffer users achieve this. That said, we want to make something very, very clear. This is an assistant, not a replacement. This is not a tool that will replace creators. We don't expect this to remove creativity. We can't see it being used instead of typical human creation. Umber, a content writer here at Buffer, has shared her very real concerns about AI on our blog. I've left a link to that in the show notes. She talks about her unwillingness to use the new techs and her fears about how it might replace genuine, real human creativity. This isn't how we expect Buffer's AI assistant to be used. It is an aid designed to lend a hand, not something that might replace you or me. So, here's how you might use Buffer's AI assistant. You might use it to rephrase a post that you've already written to make it maybe a little less formal. You might use it to rewrite your LinkedIn post into a Twitter thread, to repurpose last year's best performing post by slightly tweaking the copy. You can use it to suggest a caption for your Instagram reel, to write a post for your latest blog, to even brainstorm ideas about your latest campaign. Or if you're confident enough, you could use it to translate your post into Spanish, although I'd always suggest getting that checked over by a native speaker. See, I don't expect Buffer's AI assistant to fully run someone's social media account. It won't do that. But it can be used as an aid, a really helpful aid to help you tweak and improve and optimize your work and also save you time. So you might be thinking, okay, well, how can it help me? Well, it can help you in lots of different ways. Buffer's AI assistant can, if used in the right way, dramatically save you time, help you grow your followers, and help you create really engaging posts for any channel that you happen to be posting on. Our 40 beta users, thank you to all of you who have been beta users. Well, they've been putting this tool through its paces over the last month and have found a number of different ways it can be used. And here are some of my favorites. First is to help you create ideas. It's great at this. It can help you create really engaging post ideas without the need for painstaking brainstorming. So just give it a few details about what ideas you want, click generate, and it'll come up with ideas for you. It'll help you stay relevant as well. This is because it can personalize the post based on the audience you might be reaching out to, whether that's millennials or pensioners. And by doing that, it can help you improve your engagement as well. You can run experiments with the AI. You can get it to generate multiple versions of a post, like an A and a B test, to help you find what the most effective types of posts are. It'll help you stay consistent as well. You can set guidelines for tone of voice and style of the posts to ensure that Buffer AI Assistant sticks with your consistent brand voice, whether that might be a formal, friendly, informal, whatever it might be. Buffer's AI Assistant can be helpful for following trends as well. It can instantly generate timely and relevant posts to capitalize on whatever trend happens to be happening at that moment. As I mentioned earlier, you can use it for really fast translation. You can generate posts in multiple different languages and for easy engagement. So you can respond to common customer queries on social media with the Buffer AI Assistant to help you out and help you write that response. And finally, I think its best use is for repurposing posts. You can feed the Buffer AI Assistant one of your most successful posts or a couple of the posts you like the best and say, create dozens more posts just like this. Okay, so that's how Buffer's AI Assistant works. But now let's switch tracks and talk generally about how AI can be used for social media management. See, this really is a brand new concept for all of us. So to help out, we've prepared a beginner's guide with 5 points to consider when using AI to publish, schedule, and manage your content. So let's kick off. Point number one. When using social media AI, it's really important to define your goals. So before diving headfirst into it and using it for all of your social media posts, you should try and set out what you want to achieve in advance. Buffer's AI Assistant, like most others on the market, has a cap on the number of times you can generate responses. So if you're spamming the generate button, it'll use up all your AI credits pretty fast. So before you get started, take a moment to decide what you want to achieve. This could be increasing brand awareness, generating leads, or improving customer engagement. Let's say, for example, that your goal is to improve customer engagement. If that's the case, you might ask the AI assistant to come up with 5 social media post ideas to engage my community. In addition to thinking about what you're trying to achieve, you'll also want to consider what type of social media user you are. Are you a heavy publisher who regularly posts updates to a large group of fans? Or are you a newcomer looking to build an audience from scratch? For long-time social media users, you might want to use the AI to repurpose some of your old posts. We'd suggest looking in your analytics for some of the best performing posts you've had over the last year. And once you've found suitable posts, you can ask the AI assistant to rewrite that post in an engaging style, for example. However, for newcomers to social media, those just starting up their account, you might want to use the AI to come up with brand new ideas for you to test out online. Say you've started a community gardening project, for example, you could ask Buffer's AI assistant to brainstorm 7 social media post ideas to encourage people to start gardening at home. Setting out your goals and thinking about what you'd like to achieve should help you get the most out of Buffer's AI assistant. Okay, that is point number one. Let's move on to point number two, which is always consider how your AI assistant works. So think about the last time you did a search on Google. You probably didn't search for the first thing that came into your head. Instead, you probably entered a search term that you knew would provide the right results. So, for example, you wouldn't ask Google, "What should I eat tonight?" as if you were talking to another person. You probably ask Google, "Good Thai restaurants near me." So just like with Google, you want to customize what you ask AI to get the best possible results. And a good rule of thumb to follow is to add as much detail as possible into your input. So the input is the information you give the AI assistant before hitting generate. Some people call this an input, some people call it a prompt. I'll be calling it an input for the rest of this podcast. Try out different styles of input to see what works for you. So we've found at Buffer that giving the AI some information about the tone of voice you'd like to use, so friendly versus formal, and also the type of result you want to get, so I want engagements or I really want to reach a lot of people, well, that can really boost the quality of the results the AI gives you. Which leads on to point number three, which is provide clear inputs. AI tools like Buffer's AI Assistant rely on the information you provide to generate high-quality ideas. So it's worth taking the time to make your input as clear and descriptive as possible. This includes adding information about your target audience, such as demographics, interests, behaviors, as well as what social network you're publishing to, and the topics that typically resonate with your audience on that network. So I'm going to give you an example now of what we think would be a very clear and good descriptive input to give Buffer's AI assistant. So here it is. Write an Instagram post targeted at millennial coffee lovers who live in Brooklyn. Make this post about our latest coffee roast from Peru. The post should talk about how the coffee is organic, fair trade, and should reference the coffee's taste notes, which is that it has a chocolate, butter, and caramel flavor. The tone of the post should be friendly, informal, yet engaging. Now, with a detailed input like that, your AI tool can tailor its output to your specific needs and goals. I used that input and put it into Buffer's AI assistant, and I got this result. The result was, and I quote from Buffer AI assistant here, "Hey, Brooklyn coffee lovers, we have got a special roast from Peru that you're going to love. Not only is it organic and free trade, but the taste notes are chocolate, butter, and caramel. It's like a little piece of heaven in your mug. Get your hands on this deliciousness and let us know what you think. Hashtag Peruvian coffee, hashtag coffee lover, hashtag organic coffee." Now, as you can tell, it's not perfect, but it is a pretty good start. The suggested post that the AI has given me meets a lot of my requirements. It is informal, and yet it's probably quite engaging, referencing all the points I needed, and it's right for my audience. It's even included some of the relevant hashtags for Instagram. Now, I would probably tweak this a little bit more to get it right for me and my brand, but it certainly is a fantastic start. Okay, that was points 1, 2, and 3. Let's move on to point number 4, which is to monitor and evaluate your results. It is essential that you regularly assess the performance of your AI-powered social media posts to ensure that they are delivering the results you desire. Keeping check of these results will give you valuable insight into what's working and what's not. Because, let's face it, Buffer's AI assistant won't always be perfect. Some of the post suggestions might not be right for you. I'd advise you to test it out, but not blindly adopt it. Test the performance of the AI-powered posts versus your standard posts. Do they perform better or worse? If it's the latter, you might want to change track, change how you use it, or perhaps abandon it if it's really not right for you. By continually tracking and evaluating your results, you can make adjustments to your inputs, changing what you ask the AI assistant to generate. This iterative process of monitoring and adjusting your inputs will help you continuously improve your results and get the growth you deserve. And finally, let us move on to point number 5, and this, quite simply, is just to keep learning. So, unfortunately for me, this podcast will probably be well out of date before summer of 2023 is over. And that's because AI is a rapidly evolving field. Not only do we expect the wider landscape of AI to change, but we expect Buffer's very own AI assistant to change a lot in the future as well. It's essential to stay informed and educated on the latest developments and best practices in the field, especially with how that relates to social media. If you are a professional in the space, I'd really recommend reading a lot of articles on AI and perhaps even subscribing to our newsletter, where we'll keep you up to date on all of the latest developments in AI for social media. In the meantime, you can also join our Discord community. A link to do so is in the show notes. And on there, you can share your thoughts and feedback about the product, or you can chat to other users about what's working for you. The community is packed with other Buffer users and our engineering and product teams, so if you have a suggestion for what you want to build next, that is a really good place to share it. Now, Buffer's AI assistant is a fantastic feature that makes social media scheduling faster and easier by suggesting post ideas, repurposing existing content, and helping you grow your following online. However, to get the most out of it, it is important to define your goals, understand how your tool works, and provide clear inputs to the system. By following these steps, we think you can effectively use the AI assistant to streamline your social media process, reach your target audience, and hopefully achieve your marketing goals. So if you've listened to this and you want to test drive Buffer's AI assistant for yourself, go ahead and get started. The AI assistant is free to use, available for all of our users on all of our plans, including our free plan. So just click the link in the show notes or head to buffer.com to sign up and give it a go. I really hope you found today's episode of The Science of Social Media useful. As always, if you have enjoyed today's show, please do leave us a review wherever you listened. We also love hearing from you, so if you have feedback, reach out to us on social. We are on all of the channels you use. Just search for Buffer. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Science of Social Media, brought to you by Buffer.